Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much for joining me this afternoon. Chuck Morse, veteran radio talk show host. Is eugenics making a comeback in America? 70 years since the defeat of Hitler in Nazi Germany. Perhaps the left thinks that we have forgotten various aspects of that socialistic experiment. They want to focus on anti-Semitism, and rightfully, of course, and the vicious murder of 6 million Jews. But the overall experiment involved the killing of people that the Nazis felt were useless eaters, people that were no longer functional to the state. And that included people who had mental problems, people who were retarded, people, the long laundry list of people that the Nazis decided to kill when their own German population became angry about it. They then switched their attention to killing the Jews. But nevertheless, the very essence of it was to eliminate those who were not seen as productive any longer toward the great and glorious march toward socialism. At its core, of course, we're talking about the Darwinian idea that man is nothing more than an inanimate bag of bones, that man is soulless, and that the purpose of man is to procreate and basically evolve the species. The Nazis, of course, manifested this in their politics, and the communists did as well. And, of course, this is utterly immoral. It runs completely contrary to the Judeo-Christian idea, which is that every life is worth living, that every human being, man and woman, is created in the image of God, and that everyone, and that the purpose and the job and the function of a moral society and of a moral nation is to try to protect life, particularly the most vulnerable of lives. Well, now in America, we have an assault on the elderly. It's very predictable. Sarah Palin discussed it when she talked about the death panels. There was talk about it when Obamacare was being shoved through Congress. People who mentioned it were being marginalized as right-wingers and cranks. But it's becoming manifest more now. I'll give you two examples. Ezekiel Emanuel, the brother of Rahm Emanuel, mayor of Chicago, and one of the primary advisors to the Obama administration on setting up Obamacare, has now announced that he intends not to have any more tests for cancer as he gets older. I think he's probably in his 70s. He doesn't want to have any more. He wants to just die naturally. Doesn't want to have any interventions. Doesn't want to have any unnecessary treatments, or necessary, as it were. And that he wants to make a statement about this, which is that if you get to be too old, then it's just too expensive and you're too much of a burden on your family and on society, so you should quietly go off into the great night, you know, go up to the happy hunting grounds, as it were. Besides the fact that I think Emanuel is probably a hypocrite and he's doing this for public relations, because if he starts to not feel well, I'm sure he's going to get tested. And if they find that he has cancer, I'm sure that he will take the necessary measures to save his own life. But putting that aside, the public relations aspect of this and the message it sends is that when you get older, you should voluntarily die for the good of the people, for the good of the state, for the good of your family, as they stated. I mean, that's, of course, the most emotional argument for this. And that, your life is not worth living. I was recently handed a survey by a group that I can't identify, probably a very left-wing group, that I think is typical of this. They wanted me to fill out 4 questions about the end of my life. And, do I want to have extreme measures taken to keep me alive, and this sort of thing. Now, I don't actually object to such a survey. I mean, I would be willing to sign that and assign certain people in my life to monitor me if I reach that stage. You know, if I am nearing death, then, yeah, let nature take its course. You know, if I'm no longer accepting food and I'm in a comatose state, and I'm basically dying, and I'm there, I'm elderly, then I don't believe that extraordinary measures need to be taken. I actually think that could be cruel. I don't think someone should be kept alive with a feeding tube and a respirator if in fact they really are passing away. But the fact is that this survey is very deceptive. It doesn't get specific about what you should do or not do in those final days. It says nothing about feeding tubes. If it did, it should. It should have a. It should be as specific as any contract. You know, if you sign a contract to buy a piece of property or a house, or if you sign a contract to go into business with someone, you have very specific language in there to make sure that there's nothing up for interpretation. So I filled this thing out, and there's nothing on there that says anything about feeding tubes, but the person who had me fill it out that I wanted to have measures taken, do I want a feeding tube? Look, I mean, again, they should put that on the survey. Be very careful. Feeding tube, yes or no? If no, then why? If yes, then why? And comments. I mean, someone may need a feeding tube for a temporary situation. They may have an allergy, or they might have had their throat closing for some reason, and there's a possibility that they'll recover, in which case they should have a feeding tube. If it's because they're dying and they're obviously near death, then you need a moral person to take a look at that and make that decision and decide whether or not this is natural. But this survey is very deceptive. It says nothing specific. And what it does, by being deceptive and by being vague and by using nebulous language, is that it opens the door for a person to make decisions about whether you are to live or die, which in other words means that they can murder you. It opens the door to murder. And also, I think what exposed this person who had me fill the survey out was that when I put off that I wanted a burial, she went into a frenzied rage. How dare I do that? That'll bankrupt my family. Now, first of all, she's into, I don't know, cremation or maybe throwing the body in the garbage. I don't know what she's doing. But the fact is that with proper planning, a person can arrange to have their funeral paid for. You could buy a life insurance policy. I sell insurance since I'm a licensed insurance broker, so agent, so I know something about this. You can buy a life insurance policy for $10,000 and make the funeral parlor the beneficiary and basically set up your own funeral in advance. You can get a whole life policy that you can draw from at no penalty or borrow from to pay for your final medical expenses as well without bankrupting your family. It may put a little crimp in your life benefit, but nevertheless, you're entitled to it. You earned it. You created that policy. You paid those premiums for your life. You ought to have it, and your family ought to bless you for having it. You know, we ought to take measures to make sure that people get all the necessary care so that they live as long as possible, as comfortably as possible, what a moral society does. And that runs contrary to Ezekiel Emanuel's propaganda about not taking measures to save his own life, which I don't believe. And also this left-wing person who had me fill out this survey, which is filled with vagaries and double talk that's so typical of the left anyway, that you can really be confused. My suggestion is don't fill out these surveys unless they have specifics. Go to see a lawyer and have something drawn up which talks about your care at the very end of your life, and make sure that that care is handled in such a way that you are not murdered, that you indeed are at the end of your life, and that you are indeed going to pass away based upon not only the judgment of the doctor, but the judgment of your first, second, and third beneficiary, and that you have very specific modalities in writing with regard to what you want done, what you don't want done. And that way we can avoid this eugenic agenda, which is seeking to throw elderly people under the bus because they are no longer functioning well enough for society. This is a view of life that is anathema to Western values, to American values, to religious values. And we should reject it and stand up for the most vulnerable members of our society, and that is the elderly, who have been with us for a long time and who have earned their right to expect a dignified and end of life with as much freedom and as much life as possible. Let's err on the side of life. Let's reject this eugenic agenda. I'd also add quickly that eugenics always was a left-wing agenda anyways, even before, you know, the only reason why we've forgotten that is because the Nazis, who were viewed as progressives, lost the war, and so the victors get to rewrite the history. And the victors, of course, in this case, communists of the Soviet Union and their international apparatchiks, who were even further to the left than the Nazis. So they got to betray the Nazis as, quote, right-wing, unquote. In fact, there was a direct order from Stalin after Hitler double-crossed his socialist ally with Operation Barbarossa in June of 1941 when he invaded Russia. Let's not forget they had been allies for the first 2 years of the war. When he said the Nazis are to be called right-wing, fascism is to be called right-wing from here on through. They're no longer our allies, they're our enemies. The fact is that eugenics was always a leftist agenda. It was opposed by the same people today who are pro-life, who are, you know, is opposed by Orthodox Jews and religious Christians, both Protestant and Catholic. It was opposed by conservatives, and it was promoted by the so-called progressives. It was done so then, it is done so today, by people who have a very dim view of the value of human life. Anyway, I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. Check out my books. They're available at Amazon or Amazon Kindle. Just put my name in the server, Chuck Morse, M-O-R-S-E, like Morse code, and you'll see about 15 books come up. I got a new book coming out pretty soon. It's called Communism is Not Dead. And also you could check out Chuck Morse Speaks on YouTube by just putting in my name on the server, Chuck Morse or Chuck Morse Speaks. So thanks so much for listening, everyone. Have a nice day.